It's 103 degrees at the western edge of the world. The sun is a fish with razor teeth. The sun is a lovesick piranha biting the skin of the universe with lazy fangs. The Pacific is napping. She is turning slowly in her bed. She rolls over just in time to catch the crest of her own wave. Cats are accidents flattened in the shade. They pray for nakedness. They dream of shaving their bodies and doing the Australian crawl to Antarctica. The man who loves women is watching television. His window is open. He is slippery with his own steam. The heat reminds him of home. It reminds him of nursery rhymes in Mother Brazil. It reminds him of angelfish flying up the January River. It reminds him of asphalt fires in the immigrant streets of Detroit. He closes his eyes. He is sweating his pagan outline on the wall of the Red Devil Tavern. The taste of chilled beer and fevered women wets his memory like a Caribbean holiday. Ice Marie is stretched out beneath the house. Heat reminds her of damnation. The world sticks to her back as she sleeps. She is rowing on a lake of burning books. She is sinking in their flaming pages. She is drowning in eternal fire. Someone save her blistered soul. Lord, protect her from corrosion. She will walk a sharpened path. Her eyes will never waver like pennies sinking in the snow. The man who loves women is watching television. His window is open. His television idles on the news, which is dispensing pure cerebral pleasure in the limitless misery of others. As he watches, he absently fingers a rosary. Every bead has been christened with the name of a memorable female. His penance is sublime. Ice Marie is stretched out beneath the house. She is resting her head on a Bible. The Lord is her shepherd. She is sweating like something cold. She is sweating like a gin fresh from the freezer martini. She lays in the sleeping dirt like a zombie underwater. A telephone is ringing in her heart. She doesn't answer. The Lord is her shepherd. She thinks of England and twitches not a muscle. She doesn't answer. His window is open. The breeze is as hot as Marilyn Monroe's breath on his bare back. Damn, how he loves warm women. The notches on his rosary are for them. He thinks of Ice Marie in the basement. He will add another bead just for her. The telephone is ringing. Ice Marie doesn't answer. The phone is ringing right behind her breastbone. She still doesn't answer. The Lord is her shepherd. She does not want. She will not answer. She pretends to be away from home. She refuses to be called to life. She doesn't answer. The man who loves women dials again. Ring! He's aiming an obscene call straight at the G-spot in her brain. Ring! She's trying to ignore him. Ring! She clenches her teeth and clamps her legs together tight. Ring! Think of England! Think of England! Think of England! Ring! The phone is blazing like a fire alarm in her chest! Hello? Collect from upstairs, ma'am. He's plugged directly into her pleasure center. She tries to hang up, but can't. She's hooked like halibut on a line. She tries to squirm away, but can't. He's reeling her in with innuendo. She's caught like a frog in hot water. He is asking penetrating questions. She is dog paddling at the deep end of consciousness. He offers to meet her on the dark side of the moon in a loincloth with a frying pan in hand. The man who loves women is planning her ultimate meltdown. Ice Marie uncrosses her legs. She leaves her Bible in the basement. She washes with mink oil and milk of magnesia. She slips into a little black something with an overexposed throat. She wears a pair of dark glasses to keep from blinding him with a hallelujah in her eyes. Then she bellies up to his bar and slugs down rude talk till she's too drunk to stagger. The man who loves women is shredding pages from the script of her life. He is throwing them into the air. He is letting them rain down like the confetti in Lawrence Welk's hair on New Year's Eve. Her calendar sheds its skin and comes up some kind of Mardi Gras. Some kind of carnival. She's frying in Brazilian sizzle. One day, while out digging under the nightshade, Ice Marie finds a charred crucifix in a bed of ribbons and blood. She finds a spell of chicken parts and a fetish of yerba buena. Later, the man who loves women reveals a photo of himself. He amps up his Santeria so bad that all the arc lamps in her body simultaneously burst into flame. She decides to name their first child Rio de Janeiro. She decides to post the bans. She decides to count her antibodies. But before the serum is dry, she's hit between the eyes with a telegram from Purgatory. He's been sighted, don't say, on a monorail track at midnight. Don't say, don't say. Doing the lambada. Please, don't say. With a waitress from Club Guadalajara. Don't! The news hits her like an iron lung. She is laid up for weeks with a tension headache and a pair of busted thumbs. She feels redundant, like one too many charms on a chain. She courts the concept of tunneling into a nunnery. Finally, she plans a simple escape. Packing only a toothbrush and a snapshot of him, she elopes to Detroit for all time. Meanwhile, back in L.A., heat shimmies in the boulevards like a shameless go-go dancer on a busman's holiday. The man who loves women is sitting on the edge of his bed. His window is open. Daylight is dying in his arms. He pops the top from a Blatz and flips on Arsenio. He fumbles as though in absentia through his beads. Each releases a fragrant female vision. As his fingers trigger the name of Ice Marie, Little Richard breathes love and rock and roll into the radiant living rooms of America. Somewhere in the dark, a TV flickers like blue candlelight on an altar of beer cans. Someone is searching for absolution on a dented rosary. Someone is thinking of her. I wonder, he says to himself. Then he jumps to another channel, snaps the cap from a new brew, and drinks it down, long and deep. Outside, the night is damp and black. Cats yowl under the street lamps like accidents on fire. The Pacific is restless. She is rolling and turning in her bed. She is crawling up on the beach and touching the back of the shore with her tongue. She is licking its beatific body. Licking. licking and licking. All night long, she will taste the tender shoreline until her lips are bruised and swollen. And the razorfish come in the morning to bite back her eyes, but slowly, slowly she will lick the salt from the skin of the Western world.